10:60 a.m. And this is serious now, folks. This is really happening. Yes, I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't believe this little town of Willamette that was destroyed so many years ago by such a heinous outbreak is back here, but we're back here now. And I'm going to tell you what I need you to do. Okay, if you're a little girl or boy and you're home alone, I want you to take broomsticks. I want you to take knives. Take some tape. Get duct tape. And I want you to go round and round and make little spears. If you have any kind of traps in the house, if Mom or Dad had maybe like a bear trap, because you know we love our hunting here in Colorado. Now's the time for you to get it. Put it outside the front door and stick some red meat in it, so if anybody's coming, they step in that. I'm going to be duct taping things here in the studio as best we can. I'm trying to take microphones and put them on the end of giant sticks so I can form some kind of sledgehammer, but you and I both know, we all know what the problem is. You got to get them in the head. So it's beyond the stage where I can make believe that this is no longer happening. Yes, folks, this is happening. We are under attack. We are under siege. We are being zombified right now, and we must strike back. So whatever you have to do, do anything. I am acting as the CDC right now, civil defense. I am here for you. I am here to help you. Call me. I will try to answer as best I can. But actually, folks, you know, right now I'm going to be a little selfish, and I'm going to have to think of me. Tomcat's going to have to make some tools and make some items that he can protect himself and protect his fellow station mates over here. So it's frightening. I know you're afraid. Frankly, I'm afraid, too. I'm not afraid or ashamed to say it. This is the most frightening time in our civilization, and what was supposed to be our great shining moment at the Plex has become suddenly a disastrous moment. It's a sad, disastrous moment for us all. So I will be back in just 1 minute after these messages, and at that point on, I will do my best to stay on the air straight through for you, because this is important. You're on full alert right now. I want you to get into your shelters. I want you to get your guns, your rifles. Take your cars. Get the hell out of here. Take food. Go to the refrigerator. Make sure if you're going to stay in the house, I want you to take as much food as you can and bring it downstairs. Get coolers. Stick ice in there and put the things that will perish in them. I want you to take food. Try to take some kind of utensil or something you can use to maybe light some wood or some sticks on fire. So if you have to cook anything, you can. And if you're lucky enough to be able to have a car, get out of town. Leave Willamette. This is not the place to be. The government's going to have to come in. The ZDC is going to have to come here. We're going to have to take drastic actions. And my best advice to you is leave. Go. This is the end. This is the time that's running out that we're not going to get back again. I am doing my best to hold it together, and frankly, it's a little tough for me, and I'm as frightened as I believe you are, but I'll do my best to stay on the air until it's just the last possible minute. So one more break, and then I'll be back with you straight through as long as I can stay. John T.C. Luongo on LUB 1060 AM.